Common factor scores. Now, we talked about proper principal component scores, which are linearly weighted z-scores. We talked about improper factor scores, where we just pick the variables that define the factors and add them up. Common factor scores are more complicated than principal component scores. Why? The problem is that common factors can only be computed as combinations of the common parts of the variables. Unfortunately, we can't separate each person's score on each variable into the common and the unique part. So let's say you take a spelling test, you get a 98%. I can't separate that into what part of that is driven by language skills, latent structure, and which of those is driven by the particular test I gave you. There's no way that I can separate your score into those two parts. And so common factor scores have to be estimated. They can't be computed the way proper and improper component scores can be. The good news is the procedure used by SPSS, which is based on regression estimation, works really well and is very well accepted. I'm not going to take the hour or so to explain what that estimation procedure is to you. Okay? It's a good procedure. If you say that you use the SPSS regression estimation procedure to get your common factor scores, people are going to let you. It's not going to be a source of argument. The better news is, not only does it work pretty well, but the better news is that because common factoring is typically done for theory testing or to reveal latent constructs rather than for psychometric purposes, scores for common factors are not used nearly as often as PC scores. So you rarely have a need for a common factor score. You rarely even go through the estimation process. So it's really not going to be a problem for you. All right, maximum likelihood. Both principal axis factoring and maximum likelihood are common factor extractions.